Good morning. It is good to see everybody here. Another beautiful day. We're closer to spring, and this is the time of year the weatherman said we should be in our deep freeze. So there are, of course, pros and cons to things not being the way they're supposed to be. But it's good to be here in a warm place and sacred and holy ground. And so right now I would do what I usually do, and I would ask you to check all of your baggage at the door. Don't worry about the game tonight. Don't worry about lunch, the visits you're going to make, shopping you're going to do. Put all that aside here right now. And just open yourself up to receive the word that God has for you today. Make it all about Jesus. All about Jesus. So we'll give Jesus our very best here today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you for this opportunity to gather together with family and friends who will become family. We thank you, Lord God, that as we're gathered together in the name of Jesus, that you are here among us. Welcome, Holy Spirit. And come, Holy Spirit, into our lives, into our hearts. Have your way with us, not only in this place, but when we leave this place too. Your will be done in us and through us, for it is our prayer that we are empty vessels, filled up with your Holy Spirit. We pray that we are a reflection of the love and righteousness of Jesus Christ to everybody we come in contact with. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your joy, for your joy, the joy of the Lord, is our strength. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us with a peace that passes all understanding. Fill us with love and forgiveness for one another. Fill us especially with love and a hunger for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen. Please pass the peace of Christ to one another.
Good morning. As you make your way back to your seats, I want to offer a warm welcome to all present, and especially any visitors. Do we have any visitors this morning? If you'd like to raise your hand, we can recognize you now and give you a packet of information about the church, either via the ushers, or if you would like information, we do have hanging on the shepherd's crook immediately outside the double doors in the narthex. I would ask that you sign the registration sheet in the red folders located at the end of your pews, pass it to others in the pew, and bring it back to the center aisle. If you have a prayer request this morning, please sign the 3x5 index card in that red folder and put it in the clear holder, and the ushers will bring it forward for Pastor Bruce. Our memory verse for January is printed at the top front page of your bulletin. Please join me now, and we will recite it twice through. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. We have many announcements, and I will highlight a few. Although Pastor says to put our thoughts, leave them at the door, we are all hoping, of course, that the Pittsburgh Steelers do beat New England tonight. And that they will be playing in the Super Bowl. But I also want to remind you that regardless of the outcome of tonight's game, we do still celebrate Super Bowl Sunday here at the church, and that is within a different tone, and that's Super, S-O-U-P-E-R, Super Bowl. That is where we try to support, and we do willingly support, our food bank, and there are suggested items listed in the bulletin. So don't forget, Super Bowl Sunday, there will be a grocery cart to put your items in those. Also going on February 5th, a reminder, confirmation classes will start that day. Pastor Bruce will be the instructor. They will be held during the Sunday school hour. Membership classes will also be conducted by Pastor Bruce, and they will begin on the 19th of February, also during the Sunday school hour, and that both confirmation and membership will be combined for several weeks. And Pastor Bruce is also the current teacher for the junior high Sunday school, and we know that he's a man of many talents, but I don't think the Lord
has given him that ability to be in two places at one time. So saying that we need a replacement for Pastor Bruce to teach the junior high Sunday school class from February 5th through April 16th. So again, perhaps you can't do the whole year, but if you can find it in your heart to substitute for that 6-week period, please see Pastor Bruce. Diane has an announcement.
I know for a fact that we have some very talented people in our congregation. Some talents you want to share, some I think you don't want to share. But we're having a talent show on February 26th. Now, we're looking for, of course, singers and instrumentalists and actors and all the usual stuff. But if you juggle, if you play the spoons, if you can stand on your head and you're really proud of that, and then you can get up off the floor after you've done that, that's another talent. So whatever your talent is, we're going to be passing a clipboard around. We ask that you put your name on it and what your talent is. And you might, maybe you paint. Maybe you could do a small painting as a show to show people how you do it. Maybe you bake or ice cakes. Then we could pass them out afterwards. But maybe you ice cakes and decorate them and you'd like to demonstrate that. Whatever your talent is, please sign the clipboard. And it's going through awfully fast, so I don't want to, I hardly want to look at it. It went through first service, and guess what? We got no names. So I'm hoping that somebody is going to share their talent. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. A reminder from Dawn Chi, who is presently working in the nursery. She would like to start a Christian Singles Fellowship here at the church, and she would like me to announce that this Saturday, January 28th at 7 o'clock in the Kiwanis Room, there will be dinner and fellowship. So if you are single, and single can mean you were never married, perhaps you're divorced, you're a widow or a widower, it's just all single people out there. And if you have, it's not just exclusive to our church. If you know singles that would be interested in getting together and sharing a meal and fellowship, please see Dawn Capici. And just a final reminder to check your bulletin. We do have many other announcements, scheduled meetings, and activities in the life of our church.
Thank you.
Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting a response to my prompt. Our call to worship is on page 758 of your red hymnal. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes shall stumble and fall. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after. Please remain standing for our unison prayer, number 564 in your red hymnal. Help each of us, gracious God, to live in such magnanimity and restraint that the head of the church may never have cause to say to any one of us, "This is my body, broken by you." Amen. And please remain standing for our first hymnal, number 545.
Thank you.
So who loves you? Jesus loves you bunches and bunches and bunches. I tell you, he loves us so much. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, Jesus is always with you and loves you. Bunches. Oh my, I tell you. How many of you have ever played soccer? Come on down here. Let's take a look, see here. There, somebody stand over here, somebody stand over there. Just spread out. Now, you know, to play soccer, to kick the ball to each other, you don't kick it as hard as you can, but you kick it real easy. Go ahead, kick it to each other. Yep, there you go. Oh, nope, that's too hard. Kick it real easy. Uh-oh. Run away. It's run away, run away. There you go. There you go. You got it. Good job. Good block. You guys are handling this ball. It's a played soccer. Good job. Well, this calls for teamwork. You can only do this with teamwork. Wouldn't be any fun by yourself. That's it. All right. Bring it up here. Bring up that ball. Well, that was good teamwork. You guys really did good. I'm impressed. So, teamwork. Playing together in order to score goals, to win the game, and to have fun. We play together as a team to help each other. And that's what the Bible says we're supposed to do as Christians. We're supposed to be a team. Everybody out here, everybody comes to church here, we're all to work together for one common goal. And that's to make Jesus happy. So we learn from the study in the Bible what it is that makes Jesus happy. And in a nutshell, if we love one another, love others and tell other people about him, that makes him happy. So as a team, we work together to learn how to do that. And that's really an important thing to do. Not to be alone, but to work together. Okay? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have poured out your love upon us and brought us all together to make us one in the family of God. Fill us with love for one another so that we'll truly be the team you want us to be. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Joys and concerns, our joys, giving God the glory.
Bird singing.
Singing, bird singing. Nice weather.
Answered prayer.
Answered prayer.
I'd like to, this is probably out of line a little bit, I should have done it during announcements, but a joy that it went real nice last week when we undecorated the church. I want to personally thank each and every one of you that were there. Thank you.
Okay. Fritz wants to thank everybody that was there for the unhanging of the greens last week. Other joys. Anybody thankful for indoor plumbing?
We had a good time cleaning the church.
You had a good time cleaning the church yesterday. Who's going to watch the game tonight? We're thankful that they got this far. The excitement continues. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Pens, pencils, and please write these down. These are, it's not my homework or her homework, it's our homework. We've been given an awesome privilege, and it's our duty as Christians to lift these things up in prayer, to exhort one another. So, we want to remember Reverend Brackenfoster. We want to remember Brent in our prayers. Mary, Barb's mom. We want to keep Anne in our prayers. We want to pray for our country and our country's leaders. And we want to pray for our church. Not just our church, but Jesus' church. No matter what it's called or where it's at, let's pray for our churches that we would totally surrender to Jesus and let the Holy Spirit just do whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do with us. Other requests. That's our prayer homework. I see pens moving. That's good. Others. God's greater than any problem that you've got or anybody else has. Just remember our first responders, men and women in their families, in the military. Dolores. Remember Dolores. And our law enforcement. Morgan, please keep Morgan in your prayers. And I did two funerals this past week. One for a 91-year-old gentleman.
It was a good homecoming celebration. The other one was for a 32-year-old young man. Died of a congenital heart defect unexpectedly. So that was tough. But God knows the details. So for all of our concern, unspoken requests, give it to God. Just raise that hand up. God knows what the details are. So for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we believe. Help our unbelief. We believe that you're greater than any problem that we have, greater than any problem that anybody has. And Lord, we just ask that you would send forth your Spirit in a mighty way, that you would bless and heal and set free all those that we've made known to you here today. Wrap your arms around each and every person, Lord. Whisper in their ear that you love them. Bless and anoint all of the doctors and nurses and technicians involved. Bless all of the treatments given. Bless them and heal them, Lord, and raise them up from the sickbed. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. And by his stripes we are healed. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. It is written. And Lord, we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 12. Let us hear this word of the Lord. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said. And I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Le'Veon Bell. How many of you know who Le'Veon... No, wait. How many of you don't know who Le'Veon Bell is? Oh, did she set you straight there, Mike? Did she? Okay. Yeah. Yep, Le'Veon Bell. Star running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Maybe one of the best running backs in the league. Certainly a lot of us think so. So do the sportscasters. Le'Veon Bell has a unique running style, something new. And believe it or not, all these years that football's been around, he has a new running style that now is being talked about by NFL coaches, college coaches, and high school coaches. Le'Veon Bell, he'll come out of the backfield, take the football, he'll run up to the line, and he'll wait. Yeah, he'll actually sometimes stop running, or he'll slow down real slow. And he waits for the linemen to do their job, to open up an opening. And then he bursts through with all this speed. And he jumps sideways. And he seems to be running slow sometimes, but he keeps picking his way forward in between people. And they have a hard time bringing him down. And so he's got more yardage than I think any other running back, or he's second or third, but he's just amazing. Big reason why we've gotten as far as we did. A reporter interviewed him 2 weeks ago, and they said, you know, it's pretty amazing. You've become quite the star. Everybody's talking about you and your style of running. He said, how do you do it? And he says, well, it's not me. He says, it's my linemen. He said, this is a team effort. He said, if it weren't for those guys, he said, there would be no openings. I wouldn't be able to do what I do. He says, but, you know, I give them all the credit. And that's truly what it's all about. And what do we call that when everybody works together? It's called teamwork. Teamwork, absolutely. Today's Bible passage about Jesus calling his disciples two by two, even gathering together around him a team of people, 12 disciples. Each of them had their own special gifts and talents, and together they would work on achieving their goal of pleasing their leader, Jesus. Did they make mistakes? Sure they did. Sure, they stepped on each other's toes. They said and did things. You know, Peter, my goodness. We all make mistakes, don't we? We're part of this team here called Irwin First United Methodist Church. We make mistakes. We don't do everything right. You know, we step on each other's toes. But the neat thing about being a member of a Christian team is that we have forgiveness. You know, the success of the team is what really matters, is that we succeed as a church in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world around us, not just spreading the gospel here in this room, but spreading the gospel outside of these walls. That's our goal, and that's what's important for us to do. And we work at how we do that, and sometimes we don't do things right. Sometimes we rub each other the wrong way. That's part of being family. But because we're a Christian and because we've been forgiven by God, we forgive one another. We forgive one another. See, we're all part of the same team here. We're all members of this Irwin First United Methodist Church, officially and unofficially. We're all members. And our goal is to make disciples of Jesus Christ in order to spread the gospel message in word and deed to transform the world for Jesus. That's our goal as a church. It's why we work together. It's why we spend long hours and we make sacrifices and give of our tithes and our offerings and we use our talents and we call up and encourage one another, and why we pray is because our goal is to make disciples of Jesus Christ in order to spread the gospel message in word and deed to transform the world for Jesus. So when you and I work together to achieve that goal, what do we call that? We call it teamwork. Teamwork here. How many people have been part of some type of sport team? Oh, we've got some athletes here. Okay. How many people here that used to be part of a sport team are now out of shape? How many of you have ever been part of a work team? Okay. How about part of a musical team? Okay. How many of you have been part of a drama team? How about part of a worship team? Ushering team. Okay. You can see where I'm going with this. We've all been part of a team one way or another. How many of you here refuse to answer, put your hand up no matter what I ask you? We're team players. At least we're supposed to be team players. Understand this. It's not a choice. The Bible says we are team players. We're not individuals doing whatever we feel like doing, and it just happens we feel like coming to this place. But the Bible says we are team players. It is a biblical principle. We are called to be a part of the community of faith, Jesus' team of disciples, and Jesus is the head of this team. See, God blesses us with certain gifts, abilities, and talents, even experiences. God has allowed us to go through certain things for the benefit of others. It's not about us. Like Le'Veon Bell, we are not gifted for our glory, but we are gifted for the glory of the team. And Jesus is the head. It's not about you or me. You know, like, I really desire to be a good pastor. I desire to be a really good pastor. But I don't have gifts in everything. I can't do everything. You know, like, finances is not my thing. But I rely on the people who have those smarts. And I do what I can based on experiences I've had. I'm not always the best communicator. Sometimes I do okay. Sometimes things get lost in translation. Organizational skills, you know, the details. I rely on all of you when I come up with a great idea. Hey, let's do this. We need to work out the details. Diane's real good at helping me stay on track, you know, and she asks those questions that I don't think to ask. You know, so we work together to do ministry. We're part of a team, you and I. Sometimes I'll do things that'll just upset you. Guess what? Sometimes you do things that upset me. But it's okay because we're family and we love each other. Turn the other cheek, forgive, forget, and move on. We've got work to do. We've got to fulfill this goal of making disciples who are going to go out and spread the gospel message in word and deed in order to transform the world for Jesus. We've got things to do. So I'll bring people in. You know, I'll get people to come to church. I invite people all the time when I go out. Invite them. Where do you go to church at? You know, come on out to try us. Check us out, you know. Check out the one-eared, Neanderthal, bald-headed, big pastor. I'll get him here, but it's up to you to keep him here. And I hear that from a lot of our visitors. They just think you're a great bunch of people. You've really got them fooled. But they love you. And for good reason. People love you. They like being here. When we work together as a team, we can do this. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, beginning with verse 9. God bless you. Chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. In Nehemiah chapter 4, Nehemiah wants to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem. He has to rebuild these walls. And so he puts together these work teams. Well, all the other enemies of Jerusalem, all these people laying out on the outside, they see them working on the walls and they begin attacking them. So they can't get the walls built. So Nehemiah says, I know, it's what I'll do. I'll form work teams to fix the walls and I'll form work teams to protect them while they fix the walls. And he says, and I'll use families to do that. In Nehemiah 4, he says, I'm going to use families to make these teams out of, because he knows family will die for each other. And so he said, it says in verse 16, from that day on, half of my men did the work while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. Calling the 12 disciples to him, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. Luke chapter 10, it says that he sent out the 72 two by two and gave them authority over the evil spirits. Acts chapter 4, chapter 24 in Acts, verse 23, he ordered the centurion to keep Paul under guard, but to give him some freedom and permit his friends to take care of his needs. See, in the epistles of Paul, all those letters at the end of the Bible, Paul mentions people who have assisted him in ministry. This person's gone with him, that person's gone with him, this person's done that for him, this person's done that. Paul has a team of people around him to help him. Because when people work together, that's called teamwork. Absolutely. And again, our goal as the Irwin First United Methodist Church team is making disciples of Jesus Christ in order to spread the gospel message in word and deed to transform the world for Jesus. We are the body of Christ and we're family. So we love and forgive each other. We exhort and encourage one another. If the Steelers don't play like a team later today, they don't stand a chance. And it's a coach's job to get their team working together. And no one person has all the gifts. There's a wonderful story that I want to close with about Jimmy Durante. First, I need to know how many people even know who Jimmy Durante is. Okay, who doesn't know who Jimmy Durante is? Anybody? Oh. Jimmy Durante is an entertainer from a generation ago. Ha-cha-cha-cha! Yeah. Jimmy Durante, he sing, dance, comedian. Big nose. Big nose Jimmy Durante. Ha-cha-cha-cha. And he always wore his hat. And pretty cool. He was funny, entertaining. And one day there was this fellow who was putting on a show for World War II veterans. And he wanted Jimmy Durante to be a part of the show. Well, it happened to be a bad time for Jimmy. He was really busy. And Jimmy Durante says, well, I've got an appointment that day. He says, I got to keep it. He says, the best I can do is come on and do a real short monologue. Just give you a few minutes. And the promoter says, sure, we'll take it. He said, it'll be great. And so the day came and they were putting on the show for those World War II veterans. Jimmy Durante got up on stage. He did his short monologue. And then something interesting happened. He stayed. The crowd applauded and Jimmy Durante did some more stuff. 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And the crowd was just clapping away. And so finally, he took his last bow and headed off the stage. When he got backstage, somebody stopped him and said, I thought you had an appointment today. He said, I do. He says, and now I'm running late. And they said, well, why did you stay? And Jimmy Durante says, I'll show you why. He said, look out there. Look at the first row. What do you see? And there were two World War II veterans sitting there. Each of them had lost an arm in the war. One had lost a left arm, one had lost a right arm. And together they were clapping. So, teamwork. You do some things well, you do some things well, you do some things well, and together we can get the job done. Because it's not about us. It's about doing what the head of the body, Jesus Christ, wants us to do. Transforming this world for his glory. God loves you, and so do I. Please turn in your hymnals to number 557, Standing As We Sing, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Thank you. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Here we go, Steelers. We could do better teamwork than that. Here we go, Steelers.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jesus.
Here we go.
Well, Lord, pour out your spirit upon us and fill us with an excitement at being on your team. Because in the grand scheme of things, football doesn't mean anything. But Lord, in the grand scheme of things, being a good team for you means everything. So fill us with love for one another, love and forgiveness, great patience, peace that passes all understanding. Fill us with your joy, for your joy is our strength. Fill us with a hunger for your holy word, with an overwhelming desire to seek your kingdom first in every area of our lives. Fill us with the boldness of your Holy Spirit, so that not only would we make disciples here in this place, but that we will spread the gospel in word and deed all over the world, in order to transform it for Jesus Christ. Come, Holy Spirit. We ask all this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen.